I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old brows. I'm Ronnie. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Please welcome Ben. Hello, Ben. You gorgeous creature.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How lovely to see you sitting in front of that playground.
Yes. I'm here at the Benton, Illinois playground, the brand new one featuring a house and a green slide and children swinging fresh from Swing Kings, the leader in swing sets and adult sexual situations.
Okay, you're making it creepy now, but it was a nice opening until we got to that. Everyone, welcome to the show. Today is Welcome to Crappy Lake Day, Season 1, Episode 5, Taking Care of Business. We are on Crappens On Demand like we are every day now. So if you would rather watch these videos, it's a Patreon feature, patreon.com/watchoutcrappens. You can watch our videos every day. Those are also on YouTube for free a week late. So you can watch archives over there if you're ever bored cleaning the house or whatever. Also, bonus episodes are over on Patreon. And also, we're going to have a new feature coming for something having to do with our new Instagram live show. We're going to bring our old show, Take a Seat, back, but we cannot call it Take a Seat. So we're going to call it something else, and it's going to be every other Monday, starting at some point. We're not sure when, but we're going to be sure soon. And it's going to be so fun, you guys.
You know how people will really know? Is if they follow at Watch What Crappens, and they turn their notifications on for us. They always get notifications about what we're up to, and that way you will know when we go live. Also, if you have an idea for what our new show should be called, just let us know. Just like write a comment somewhere.
So far, we really loved Take a Seat, that name. I thought that was such a cute name. We can't use that. So we were thinking Be Seated, Have a Seat. Ben's dad always called it Sit Your Ass Down.
Yes.
Which I like. I like it something close to Take a Seat. Doesn't have to be. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's something totally different.
Maybe something else. Maybe something
it's
that's
just
fun.
Watch What Crappens Live. You know?
Maybe it's just something fun and punny and like a fun allusion to something. Like, this is where we want creativity to reign supreme.
Someone on Instagram suggested, this isn't even my plate, you fucking bitch.
It's not my fucking plate.
I loved it.
So I love that too.
Bring them on. Just comment on this post and we'll be looking to see if there are any good suggestions on there. But for now, guess what? We're going to recap this show called Welcome to Crappy Lake.
Crappy Lake. Look, it's tootling along. I have to say, I'm actually very impressed with the way they structure this show, because I notice what happens is that they allude to something that doesn't happen for like two more episodes. And I mean that like not facetiously. Like, there are a lot of different characters, there are a lot of different locales, a lot of things going on this show. And they plant the seeds early in interesting ways. And so it really feels like there's kind of like a little bit of a tapestry that's being woven. So I'm like really impressed with the show. I'm really surprised. I normally don't like these kind of half-hour comedy-focused reality shows.
Well, it is just a to-do list, right? They start the show off with a to-do list from the mayor, and now they just go through the to-do list. But,
yeah,
you know,
and
listen,
that doesn't even make
sense. I love some good to-do lists for towns. I love them.
Yeah, I mean, the show doesn't make sense. Like, okay, there are these two reality stars come to this town. The mayor gives them some to-do lists, and they do the to-do lists and they're doing it for no other reason than just to do it because the show says they should do it. So it doesn't really make any sense. But given that, I mean, it works surprisingly well.
It doesn't need to make sense. You know, everything doesn't need to make sense in life. I'm okay with it. So day 16. Now, how many days are in this show? Because didn't they say they're going to be there 5 weeks? So how many
274. 274 days. Yeah.
5 times 7 is 35, which means they would have 20 days left. So how long is this show? Is this like 8 shows and fun, or is this going to be like 30? Is it just going to keep going? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll enjoy it while it's here. Just
I want to know if they are really there for this whole shoot, or are they just flying back and forth to New York for, you know, to and arranging like the shooting schedule around their personal schedule. Because it does seem pretty wild that they're doing like a 5-week shoot in Illinois and they're literally just living in those motel rooms.
Yeah, I think they're going back and forth. Although it's a very difficult place to get to and from. It's like Fantasy Island, whatever the opposite of Fantasy Island would be. Because, you know, they have to take that little prop plane over and stuff. So.
Yeah. And I'm honestly, I really am impressed with the way Luann and Sonia are interacting with people. Like there really is kind of a, it seems like they really are developing relationships with people in the town and they're getting to know them. And they sort of like, it doesn't have the gawking factor that The Simple Life had where it's like, and by gawking, I mean on behalf of Paris and Nikki, where they were like, oh my God, like, look at these crazy people. You know, it's like, they're just kind of,
they're like, literally how do you just pump there. Gas? Like, how do you even pump gas?
Yeah.
Gross. What is a sandwich? Ew. But part of the reason, like we've pointed out before, is that these two ladies are not Paris and Nicole. They were not born with silver spoons in their mouths. They both were born kind of in small places like this. And I mean, I don't know, in my head. I'm making things up in my head. But from what I remember, they were raised kind of like the people in this town. So it's almost like then they became rich for a little while, and now they're back on the way back to this town. So it's kind of, to me, it's like two people easing back into the life they'll probably end up leading again. Because, I mean, look, all you have to do is look at these two shopping. With Luann with her 10 statement necklaces made out of construction paper. One's like a popsicle stick shaped into a chain. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little worried for them, I have to say.
Yeah, but I'm like just surprised with the ease with which they have in interacting with strangers and like people who are sort of, you know, not as well off as they are, et cetera. And so I'm just surprised. I'm like, it's like very endearing. So it starts with, so now we're watching them walking around with buckets around their motel that they're staying in. And Luann's like, well, Haral and Akash usually have someone that comes to clean the motel rooms. And they're sick, unfortunately, sick of this town. So they just left. And so Sonia and I are stepping it up. We're going to, what does the production call sheet say? We're going to clean rooms. Really?
Oh, we're cleaning hotel rooms to save this town. Like, oh, okay. I'm totally following. So then we see a clip of Akash being like, yeah, we need you to help out. And Sonia's like, what do you mean? You know, like changing linens, taking out trash, that sort of thing. Can we fuck the trash first?
No. Not the human trash, Sonia. Literal garbage.
Oh, I didn't realize Bethany Frankel was here, so we have to get her out of the motel rooms. Taking out the trash. Put that in the follies.
Well, look at this. It's the same room Billy was in. She's like, oh my God, he's texting me every 5 minutes. He just can't keep his hands off me.
Wow. Well, so Billy was here. I hope he didn't leave behind any Countess and Friends memorabilia. God, I've got friends everywhere. Fans, I should say.
There's a half-eaten apple on the nightstand. And you know that's from Sonia's room because for whatever reason, Akash bought Sonia an entire basket full of rotten fruit, okay? that old basket looked old. And I guess she just gave one to him on his way out, which is nice, you know?
Wow, so nice of them to leave a visual metaphor of our final season on Roni.
And Sonia just looks at the apple. She's like, you're not the only one he left here half-eaten apple. God, I gotta dry my armpits. That's our armpits up here, you see.
She's like, you know, I don't make my own bed at home unless I have to because, you know, like a broker's coming over to show the house or something like that. And even then I do a very lame job because I got professionals who make my bed or interns, mainly interns.
Yeah. So they change a bed and Sonia's like, oh, do you know how to change a bed? And the man's like, you're really putting it in so tight. Watch your corner, Sonia. Oh, God, don't fling that bed cover too hard in here. There's a lot on the bed cover, Sonia. All right? It's the same reason we don't shake Ramona.
Don't disturb the critters. I'm surprised Luann was not like, oh, Sonia, why aren't you doing hospital corners? You know, I was a nurse, so I am familiar with hospital corners.
She is, though. She's like making the bed perfectly. She's like, well, if I had a nickel to bounce off of this bed. Sonia's like, I have a tooth. Use that.
Oh, God, I was, you know, Billy was asking to bounce a nickel off of my vagina. I said, it's just going to fall right in there. Now you get in there too.
So weird. I've never seen a tooth come up tails before.
I personally was offended by Sonia's lack of hospital corners, but, you know, I can't expect Sonia to do hospital corner. Are you a hospital corner sort of person when you make your bed?
I am now because of Below Deck. I mean, I learned something from Below Deck. I never had any idea what that was.
I love it. It's like doing a little taste of origami on your bed, you know?
Well, it's really hard to do my bed like that because my bed frame's too thick and my mattress is too thick. And like getting my hands all the way. I've got like a thick comforter and like a foam thing on my bed. Because, you know, of course,
yeah, foam
I've got
ones.
Like a thick foam thing. And then I've got another foam thing on top of the foam
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up because an omission from Amazon Prime Day was I forgot that I've been very interested in getting one of those foam toppers on the mattress. Do you like your foam topper?
Oh, God, I have it. Yeah, memory foam. Fuck yeah, I've got two of them. I've got two different kinds layered on top of each other.
You got two toppers on one mattress.
Plus the mattress cover that's super deep to cover the two mattress toppers. And then that's also got a layer of whatever filling on it. So it's a very, very... Well filled bed.
I may take the plunge because I think I would like just a smidge more puffiness on my mattress.
So they're flinging the mattress or the covers and it's getting shit everywhere. And Sonia's like, "Well, I got to take my allergy medication for the comforter." And Luann's like, "Oh, you just dumped over the garbage, Sonia."
Sonia keeps knocking over the garbage. And then she's having an issue with that apple. So she like crams the apple into the garbage. She's, that damn apple. And she like knocks over the garbage in the process of cramming the apple into it. It's just like a disaster.
They're fighting over who needs to pull their sheets to whose side. And Luann goes, "Oh my God." her smoker's laugh. Which I have, by the way, I know it. And she's doing that like just depths of hell. So she's laughing. It's like, look at this bed bug killer spray. And like, ew.
Somebody get Bethany Frankel in here. We'll surprise her. It'll be an ambush. So Sonia's like, you know what? Luann finds bed bug spray, which I find to be a great prophylactic. I mean, how do you say it? Prophylactic, whatever. Just hand it to me. Luann, give it to me. So she starts spraying the comforter or like the cover. And Luann's like, not on top. Not, you know what? It's like I said to that pirate, not on top.
So can, what does Sonia mean?
As prophylactic. That the bed bug spray is a prophylactic. I guess she's saying that it's a turnoff, maybe, because it makes you not want to have sex. But wouldn't it make you want to have sex because you're killing the bed bugs?
Isn't a prophylactic like a condom?
I think, yeah, well, a prophylactic, I think, is the umbrella term for things that cause safer sex. Oh, that's why it's a prophylactic, because there's no bed bugs accidentally entering during adult activities.
Oh, maybe. guarding from or preventing the spread or occurrence of disease or infection. That's what it means.
There we go. So she did use it very well. Yeah. Preventing bed bug disease.
I was like, what is it? I've just always thought condoms. Okay. So they're driving now in their big truck. And Luann's like, oh, God, it's so hard going to the shelter. Oh, yeah. They all look like Ramona. No matter what shelter you go to, there's a lot of scrawny little mangy Ramonas claiming they look younger than you while they deny pooping on the floor.
Well, you know, I had a dog for 30 years. That's right, the oldest dog known to man. That dog's name was Mixie. Yes, Mixie. Remember Mixie? Good old Mixie. He used to hump his stuffed animals and stuff his humps. God, I love Mixie. Definitely a dog that existed for 30 years.
Humping stuffed animal. I wish he was alive. I'd ask for tips. Did Luann did not have a dog for 30 years. Okay. That's impossible.
I know.
So did they get a new dog and Luann just didn't know the other one died? She just kept saying hello to Mitzi.
She just going to erase Aston, her beautiful Westie? She's like, I had a dog named Dairy Queen. It's like you're just naming dogs after things outside the window. No, name was Dairy Queen.
So they go to the mayor's office, and Mayor Fred Kondratz is there. And he's like, now, the shelter is very important to the community. Now, this little fella in this picture was found under a trailer, and we adopted him. And his name is Osborne Earl Smith Condrit. I was like, how many people has that dog killed? That is a serial killer name.
That dog has been featured on Morbid, I'm pretty sure. Like, wait, was that dog just arrested in Long Island last week?
He's 14 pounds and I just love him to death.
Goal weight, what's his eating plan? Wow, that's what we call dog goal weight. All right, goal wow. weight dog.
So how old is he? About 28 or so.
So he's got about 22 years left on his life, am I right?
Well, he certainly would. God, if only my sweet dog Aquafina were still here.
Oh, like the comedian?
No, like the dog, not the comedian or the water.
By the way, are they only casting Aquafina in things now? Is Aquafina in every fucking animated movie? I've never heard
someone's voice. You saw the duck preview, didn't you? You saw
what the
duck.
Fuck is that movie?
What
the ducks?
Fuck?
Who wants what to see a movie fuck? About a duck? Nobody Who, wants. Okay. Nobody cares about. You know why there's nothing made about? Well, there was Daffy Duck, but otherwise, well, there were other ducks. There were the other ducks too. What were their names? Donald and his nephews.
Donald.
Okay,
DuckTales. There are a lot
but
of
in
ducks.
In modern times, okay. I think we've all learned that ducks are stupid and nobody wants. They're hard to cook correctly. Like nobody wants to see a movie about a duck.
Okay. I love ducks. Ducks are some of my favorite birds. I mean, I see a duck, I'm happy. I love a duck.
I have a wooden duck in my bedroom. I don't want to see this movie.
But I saw this. One of five trailers, I think, before the Barbie movie, and every single trailer was worse than the next. And this was in the mix. This movie, okay, there's a duck movie coming out, an animated duck movie. I know I'm not the target audience, but I think our children deserve better than this, okay?
They do.
The premise of this duck movie is that these ducks migrate in the wrong direction and they go to the big city. Well, guess what? There are ducks in the city. It's called.
There are ducks in the city.
They go to the park. And I just don't.
Refined carbohydrates, those ducks. Those are smart ducks, not stupid ducks.
I would like to know why these ducks can't turn around and go back to their pond once they realize they've gone to the city. I'm sure that will be built into the story. But I was just watching this. I was like, is this the best we can do? And then you have an Aquafina. It's funny because I told Dom, I was like, I bet that was Natasha Lyonne. He goes, I think it's Aquafina. And now you've said it's Aquafina. So I think it's Aquafina.
It's 100% Aquafina. I know her voice so well now because she's in every animated movie that's ever made. From the time she became famous till the time we die, that's the only voice I'm ever going to hear. By the way, very funny in them. She's very funny in all of these things. I'm just like, why is she in this? But you know why she is? Because she's the only thing you remember. I don't even remember. I remember sitting through that entire preview and then going, what the fuck is this duck movie supposed to be about? Well, I don't even get it. They're like, hey, fly little duck, and they're like, hey little duck, if you have to go to that pond, we're gonna leave you. And then Aquafina keeps getting run over by things.
Yeah,
that's the part I remember. That was Aquafina gets run over.
Yeah, it gets run over several times. A very resilient pigeon. Did you get the trailer for Wonka?
I did.
I need
Wonka to have a little more sadistic energy. Willy Wonka was a sadistic fuck. Who's this nice, sweet person playing Willy Wonka? Who's that
kid? Literally said the same thing to my friend. I was like, I saw this trailer. It looks like garbage. Okay, I don't need my Willy Wonka to be like an uplifting story of magic and whimsy. Willy Wonka was a fucker, and he was crazy and strange and sadistic. And I need my Willy Wonka to be twisted and strange. That trailer... like, it offended me. Actually, it almost offended me as much as the Marvels trailer. That one also, I was like, I can't with this. What? I don't know what even is happening here.
We can't move on yet because I still need to talk about Willy Wonka. Who is that kid playing? Is that Timothy Chalamet?
He's playing young Willy Wonka. It's like the Willy Wonka origin story.
I don't want him. I want Tom Holland. Okay? He can do it. That guy's got the chops to play, you know, sadistic. Okay, I've just watched him on an Apple TV show. That kid can do it. This other guy, no. Happy Willy Wonka. Also, then he gives people chocolate and they start flying around and stuff. Uh-uh. I don't think that's the point. I think they have to go to the chocolate factory to see the magic. Or maybe that gets outlawed or something later in the film once he's destroyed all the other chocolate companies or whatever. But I don't know. Like, you're trying to get me to root for the person that killed M&Ms in this fake world. I'm not going to root for him.
Okay? I literally hated every single frame of that trailer. Actually, I'm going to say that was the worst trailer. That was worse than the Marvels. It was like, I was like, Hollywood is broken. Like, this is like, how are we churning out this schlock, and then they get mad at us for liking reality TV when like the alternative is watching Wonka.
Marvels. Okay, so it took me a minute to think about that one. That's the one where the teenage girl from the new Disney Marvel one mm-hmm. is meeting up with Captain America. Are we just wasting Captain? No, not Captain.
Or no,
America.
Captain Marvel. Captain it's everybody. Like Brie Larson.
What's it called? Brie Larson. Fucking
Brie Larson. Brie. She's like, I got out of my room.
Cheese.
Yeah. Well, fitting. I'm like a Brie. So Brie, it's like it was something like she controls time. She makes she makes things out of energy and light. And then whenever I use it, I switch places with her. And I was like, this is everything that's wrong with the movies right now.
That was a terrible preview too. Was there anything good to see?
There was nothing good.
There Barbie was good though. So good
Barbie
for
was wonderful.
For that.
Barbie was wonderful. And in fact, I don't know if you noticed this, but we had a friend who passed away last year and they included her in the Barbie movie in a very, very subtle way. Did you see her? Kimberly?
No.
Kimberly,
what did they say?
There was that montage of, there's a montage of real women.
I saw that and I thought that looks like Kimberly. That was Kimberly?
That was Kimberly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that
isn't that so sweet?
Sweet.
It made up for all the shitty trailers.
I thought that is so crazy. That looks just like Kimberly. And and that movie gets you like kind of misty anyway, especially that part. So I was getting misty and I was like, oh, Kimberly. Yeah. And then it was her.
That's so
cool.
Yeah. So that was a very nice moment. So anyway. Oh, see, we can be nice guys.
Let's never do that again.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Come.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history, events that have shaped who we are as a country and that continue to define the American experience. American Scandal tells marquee stories about American politics, like the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, an event that led to the downfall of a president, and raised questions about the future of American democracy. We go behind the scenes looking at devastating financial crimes, like the fraud committed at Enron and Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And we tell stories of complicated public figures like Edward Snowden and Monica Lewinsky, people who found themselves thrust into the spotlight and who spurred debates about the future of the country. Follow American Scandal wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Commercial.
Okay, so... Let's see. So now they have to go to Franklin County Animal Control. And Sonia sees a sign and she goes, "Animal Control? That's not sexy. We need a different name." Franklin County animals fucking each other and then not taking responsibility for what happens afterwards. How's that? I mean, it's like trouble, but sexy trouble.
Bestiality Center of America.
Animals fucking.
Could we get a little more subtle, Sonia?
We can't put the F word right on the sign, Sonia.
Doggy style fuck plaza.
No pussies allowed. A gay animal control center.
Poodle vagina penis zone.
So they go in and Sonia's like, "Hello, you hardworking people." And it's another business in Benton where they've got tie-dyed shirts made with their logo. So did Benton just pull it together and just say, "Listen, guys, we've got TV cameras soon. We need logos and tie-dye at every business. Make it happen." And Kristen's like, "I'll do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put everyone in tie-dye so I remain the best known dressed person in this town."
Yeah, Kristen, the proprietor of the high tea, the high, like Cinderella themed high tea in town, definitely was like pushing a tie-dye agenda to elevate her own status for sure.
100. What? So then the main lady, whose name is Bobby Overturf.
Oh, I love that name, Bobby Overturf. Oh God, I love it.
I just feel like it's, how did she end up here? Shouldn't she be the lady making like lines on the freeway?
What? Just because her name is Overturf?
Yeah. She should be like, I feel like when you have a descriptive name like that, it goes against nature to do something that's not exactly what your name is.
I'm surprised Sonia didn't call her Bobby Astroturf. So So she's like, okay, hi, what are you ladies looking for today? And Luann's like, oh, well, we heard that you might need a little help here. And so
Bobby hates them, by the way, because she keeps calling them you ladies. And she does it multiple times.
She's ladies.
Like, hi, you ladies. So hello, you ladies. So what can we help you ladies with today? What do you need here today, you ladies? I was like, oh, damn, Bobby's hateful. That's hate speech.
Well, because she knows, she's like, oh, I can see these are the sort of people that are coming here and make a lot of jokes about bitches. I'm just not in the mood today. Bobby Overturf, put a smile on your own television. Okay, other Bobby Overturf, I'll do it.
I feel like they really warmed up Bobby Overturf. And can I also say Bobby Overturf could play my mother if anybody ever makes a biopic. Bobby Overturf.
I guess I can see that. Yeah.
From back in the day. You know, she's just a redhead, you know. So Bobby is like, well, we could always use some help. I don't know, from a couple of sluts, but we are overloaded, like that one over there. Hey, don't feel bad about saying that. It's literally true, Overturf.
They are saying, like, you know, Bobby's saying how the shelter fills up quickly with dogs. And then there's like, they walk in to see the dog. The dogs are, of course, they're in cages and they're upset and they're barking. And Luann's clutching her chest like, this is like the time I played Cincinnati and they booed me off the stage. Sorry, I called to Cleveland. How was I supposed to know?
And they walk through and the dogs are just barking and howling. And Luann's like, no, I said, give me a bee. That's off key. Like this.
Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof, woof. I'm sorry, they don't like that song because they're literally in captivity. Oh, yes, I'll think about that next time.
And Sonia's like, I mean, these dogs are all in great shape. I mean, they're just all so cramped in these little kennels. They can't even dry hump each other in there. So who wants to adopt a dog that looks like it's going to rip your face off? Okay? And Poppy's like,
that's what I always ask anytime Bethany gets a date.
So Bobby is like, all right, well, let's get a dog. We'll show you how to prep a dog. And Luann's like, well, we're here to volunteer. So how much do we get paid for this again? Anybody?
So they pull out the cutest dog at the center.
Charlie.
This dog was adorable. Actually, though, Ronnie, I have to say, I went out this morning and I saw just like the perfect dog. And, you know, I'm not a dog person. But I saw a dog that I think I may have fallen in love with because it was so cute and like the perfect size and like so well behaved. It just sort of sat down in its corner next to its owner. And I actually snuck a photo of it. And I'm going to actually present a photo here on Craps on Demand because it was so cute. I had to take a photo. And, you know, I am not normally the one who is all gaga about a dog. But I was like, I love this dog.
You know what you're gaga about? Well-behaved things, no matter what they are.
I am. But this one was also cute. Things. I think this dog had some Shiba Inu in it. So I think that may be too, because I love a Shiba Inu. They're so cute. Here, it's coming up.
All right.
On stage. On there. Do you see this dog? Can you see it?
Also like the royal dogs that the queen has.
Or a corgi. But it wasn't, it's cut off because there was a chair in front of it. But like, it wasn't corgi-ish. But it was so.
It is cute.
It is so cute.
That is a cute dog. It has a little fox face.
You just want to smush its cheeks in and everything. I was trying to get it to look at me, but I also didn't want to be a creepy person. So
and it's very well sheared. You have to shear that kind of dog. Look how it's sheared.
Yeah, it's so
looks like
cute.
A plush stuffed animal. It is really it's cute.
So cute. So anyway,
well spotted. Well spotted. So do you want to empty its anal glands? Because that's what Sonia and Lou are about to do.
I actually did it. I walked up to it and I said, excuse me, sir. I'm just going to empty. I'm just going to drain this dog's anal glands real quickly. Thanks.
But without warning, like them. Because guy's like, you guys want to empty some anal glands? And the man's like, well, I am a nurse, but I haven't had to do that since I was married to Tom. Am I right? So the guy lifts the dog's tail and just squeezes and it splurts on Luann's face. And Luann squeals literally like someone being plucked out of hell and then dropped back in. Like,
so he goes, oh, we didn't like that. Just, well, I mean, you know, people get hemorrhoids. I guess dogs get anal glands. I don't know. But I know that it may have gone into Luann's mouth, though.
And then just cuts to Luann going, oh, the anals.
The anals.
So Sonia's like, you know, I've got a good idea. Why don't we build a doggy run? It's like, yeah, yes, yes, you should. So, but unfortunately, Bobby Overturf doesn't really have a budget with her rescue. So they haven't been able to even build a humble fence for this place, which is so sad that they don't have enough funding to even build a simple dog run.
Well, it's funny just how Sonia comes in and Sonia explains things. Sonia explains to them. Sonia explains them. She's like, so they don't have any room, right? And Bobby's like, yeah, we don't have room. And Sonia goes, but wouldn't it be great if they could go outside and run around? And Bobby's like, like a dog run, you ladies? And she's like, yeah. I mean, they're barking because they're not running around. Okay, well, I can show you what we were thinking about already before you came up with that brilliant idea we never thought of because we're too poor and stupid, you fucking you lady.
Seriously. Oh, well, you know what? This lawn, this would be perfect, you know? Because, you know, you could have an event and you can show off all the dogs and people come by and we can make it look like a Saint-Tropez. You know, we have some plastic chairs we haven't been using lately. So do they have dogs in Saint-Tropez? I think they do.
And Sonia's like, well, I fell in love with that terrier over there, but he seems like he'll rip my face off. And Bobby's like, oh, yeah, he's real ferocious behind the fence, but when you get him out, he's fine. They call that cage crazy.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I've been to prison. When anyone would pass my cell, I'd just hold on to the bars and I would say, give me a pianist.
And then throw a bologna sandwich in my face with a mustard packet on the inside. Talk about cage crazy.
She's been afraid of swallowing ever since. That's why I get more men.
Speaking of La Cage, you should come to our follies. So, Luann, so now it's 3 hours later, and they're just driving around because they've got nothing to do, and they're really excited because, like, I feel like every episode they drive by the Dairy Queen and are like, oh, if only we could go to Dairy Queen. But this time they actually prepare for it. They've taken their enzymes. They're prepared. And they're like, all right, let's go to Dairy Queen. My stomach is ready. And I just like love this. This felt like such an authentic moment. Like they're like, we haven't eaten in 10 years. And we definitely have not had dairy. And we said, fuck it. We're in Illinois. Let's do this.
Yes. Have you ever had a binge friend?
Yes. God,
I've had a binge friend. And one of my best friends. I've had a couple. But oh my God, some of these binge friends. It is like going to a crack house together, except a crack house is like Arby's and you just get all this food and you just sit there in the car and just binge together. I mean, wow. It's what fun. What times I've had. So they basically do that. So Sonia has her Tums and Luann's taking her digestive enzymes and they are literally dancing, so excited for this. And Sonia's like, wow, here we go. It's busy. And it's not, you know. So Luann's ordering. She goes, okay, I've been so excited for this. Can we have a plain vanilla cone for me and a strawberry milkshake for my friend Nancy in the back? Right, Nance? Pretending you've got a whole family to order from. Hold on, let me see what my sister wants. Also a hamburger and fries. And
hold on, yes, I got Mixie. For Mixie's Jack. On the phone. Hello? It's like, Luann, you can't use Mixie a second time. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got Meineke. Leslie Meineke would like a banana split and FedEx Kinko's requests an ice cream sandwich.
So then Sonia orders for herself. She's like, okay, well, do you have a soy whipped cream or just regular? And she's like, come on, Sonia, when in Benton, you can't say soy here. She goes, okay, I'll have a chocolate vanilla soft serve cone and a chocolate hard dip. And also I'm going to do a banana split with hot fudge. And also a cock, just a giant cock. Sonia, Jesus.
I approve of all of this, but I also question the logistics of it because this entire show has been about how hot this town is and they just always put the temperature on screen and now they are getting too much ice cream to be consumed in time, I feel.
But they're my fear. Friends and a true Ben friend does not go and hide. They park right in front of the Dairy Queen and they sit on the back of the truck together and they binge.
Yeah, and they just sit there eating. But I just felt like there was like too many cones, or whatever. But they don't care because by the time they get to their banana split, which Luann is so excited, she's like, "Oh, I was hoping you would say a banana split." Because of course I would never order such a thing because it's for depraved animals. But when you ordered it, well, I mean, I can't help but no, I'm going to have a few bites of that thing. But it was all melted, and they're like, they didn't even
delicious.
Care.
Mm. So they're sitting on the back of the truck, and Luann's like, listen, the pics we took at the dog shelter, my heart was just sunken. I just felt so down and...
deflated.
Yes. And...
old.
Wait.
Desperate. It's okay, Luann. I'll share my men with you. You don't have to steal them anymore.
I'm talking about the dogs, Sonia. They're just so sad. We have to do something.
It's so hard.
Something more than that, Sonia.
You know, it's just so hard to be around all those animals that don't have love in their life. It's like watching people who've never been to cabaret. It's just, it's not right.
It's like Bethany's TikTok in dog form. There's so much neediness. Crazy eyes.
Sort of scary and unrelenting, and yet you can't look away.
By the way, Bethany Frankel's doing her whole, we are going to unionize reality stars. And there was an article today that was like, reality stars come out in support of Bethany Frankel. Bronwyn Wyndham Burke is in fan of... I was like, Bronwyn Wyndham Burke? What union you going to join? Go home.
I think there's a difference between reality stars and reality starred. Okay, as in you starred at one point, but now you're not on a show. So what are you, what are you being protected against?
No. So in favor of the reality star union, though, by the way.
I am. I'm in favor of that. Protections for everyone.
They need that. Because they
there are a lot of things that need unions.
They actually quoted Leanne Locken, and Leanne's like,
yeah, they use you every day. They rerun that shit in perpetuum. And you got to listen to every mistake you ever made over and over again. Every dumb thing you ever said. Every iconic line you ever came up with and made them millions. They use it every goddamn day. And what do I get for it? All right, a free facelift every now and then, but still...
You know, it's not right. It's not right. I mean, like, you pay one small amount of money, you get a million iterations of your face. But you know what? That being said, please drop by an Linfinity dress. You just pay a small sum and you get a million iterations of a dress. Enjoy.
So then Luann and Donya go to, I don't know why, Luann and Sonia go shopping at Sue's. Time to go shopping at Sue's, which they've seen multiple times but haven't gone in yet. Yes. And so they start looking through. This is the weirdest store. It's got wigs, but it's only got Power Meemaw wigs. It's only yeah. Meemaw cut hair.
These are wigs for people who want to look like that lady who used to be the spokesperson for Marshalls. You know, it's like, you know what I would like? I'd like a pert little haircut that'll give me a sassy attitude that'll talk about savings.
It's like they're all short. It's like no one gets Paige to wear Davis-y. Wigs and role play as like a long haired person, you know. She was know. Like I'm sorry, but if you're gonna be a different person, you know who it's gonna be? A short haired person. Okay, have fun. I've got long hair privilege. My name is Sue.
The place is called Sue, so you're gonna have hair like Sue. Okay, because guess what, this long hair, it's just covering up my real short hair. So they're all in there, and Sonia's like, oh my God, look at this. This is on sale for $88. I mean, do you think they raised the prices because we're in town? I mean, that happens to me all the time. People hear I'm coming to a city, and there's a citywide memo that goes out that says, raise your prices. Sonia Morgan's coming into town. Let's squeeze her for all the coins she's got. You know what happens?
Sonia, you ain't got coins. What are you faking? And Luann's like, well, to Sonia, everything's expensive. I mean, if she had coupons for shoes, she would have had them in her pocket.
So they try on wigs, and Sonia tries on a really cheap-looking blonde one.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm the baddest bitch on the Upper East Side. And Luann takes, like, a little short one, you know, and Sonia's like, oh, that really shows off your bone structure. Or you could be Lisa Rinna for Halloween.
I was thinking more Annie Potts, but that works too. You know, I love having a retro wig on, and Sonia's like, you know, I'd be rocking that body of Lisa Rinna, you know, and you'd never see me again. And so then Luann suddenly gets a call from Brian, and he is from, I think, Swing Kings. Is that what it was called? And he has a huge piece of news for them, which is that, after all, turns out they have a playhouse for the playground, and it's going to be ready. It's going to be ready yesterday.
Yeah, and Luann's like, by the way, I don't have a credit card, ladies, but I will be back, I promise. And Sue's like,
really, bitch? Like, yes, I will be back. She's wearing like 10 statement necklaces, her free wig. She's got like, she's dripping with stuff that she's taken from the store. And she's like, bye, ladies.
This store that's clearly hanging on by a thread. And she's like, oh, yes, I'll be back with a credit card. Don't you worry. Just don't wait up for me, though. Don't wait up. But I will be back at some point.
And Sue's like, I would never sue you because my name is Sue. And we don't do things that our names describe in this town. Okay. So let's see. Then they're talking about Craig. So Sonia calls Craig and she's like, Craig, I got good news. And it's like, we got the playground. And she goes, yeah, I mean, we got the playground. Like Luann's, I was supposed to be in the My News, Luann. And Luann's like, I think he has a crush on you, Sonia. She goes, I don't know. Craig belongs to the town.
We'll never be able to make him settle down. He's a man who just loves his augers and backhoes and things. I guess I am sort of like an auger and a backhoe, so maybe I could be the town and he could be mine. Who knows?
So then we go to Craig Miles, public works director, and Craig's like, these girls have more energy than anyone I ever met. They just run me ragged. I haven't even had time to change my shirt. But I love it because I'm a workaholic, so I fit right in with those two. I was like, Craig, it has taken you 3 years and you didn't clear out a playground space. Please don't tell me how hard you work.
Craig. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So they drive to this space and Sonia's, they're driving down the road to the park. And Sonia's like, oh, look at it. Look at everyone sprucing up. It's like they know a new playground's coming. And look, they're mowing their lawns. They're putting out welcome blankets. Look, they're even taking out their shotguns and aiming them at us. Wow, it's just everyone's doing such wonderful things to welcome us here.
Wow, everything. Remember how everything was black and white? Now it's turning color again. This is amazing. All because of our playground.
What's so... What, Pleasantville?
You know, maybe I'm talking. Yeah, Pleasantville. It's like suddenly, like all the trash is cleaned up out of the yards, and kids are, you know, like coming out to check the mail again. The mailboxes are all straight. The house has turned color.
Yeah. So Sonia's like, you know, I've never done a playground before. I mean, I was married to J.P. Morgan's grandson, so we just freaking ordered it. Okay, it comes. You insure it, and you invite the kids. Stop acting like building a playground is like buying new shoes or something like that. It's not a normal thing for people to build playgrounds. She's like, oh yeah, I mean, I was just too wealthy to do it by myself. But like, you know, normal people build their own playgrounds.
Sonia like just ordering playgrounds in New York City.
There should be a playground there. Do it. I'll insure it later.
So they get there and the first order of business is that Luann just backs into a dead end sign, which is a good metaphor for the show also.
I mean, I feel like it is a good metaphor, you know? They just see dead ends and they just keep knocking them down and going on, you know, and promising to turn in their credit cards later, and they never do. They just keep going.
Yeah, I mean, dead ends are human constructions, right?
Uh-huh.
The human constructs. Yeah.
So, Sonia's like, well, Luann's like, well, I think the mayor's going to be really happy. And the slide guy goes, well, I guess we got a street sign to fix.
Sonia's like, Craig, what do we do? Craig, look at me. I'm taking your picture, Craig. Let's take a selfie with this down sign, Craig. Come on, Craig.
So when we first came to the playground side, it was like a nice patch of grass. And now they paved over it in anticipation of the playground coming in. Now, I haven't been to a playground in a long time. Are most playgrounds on cement or like on like paved areas? I thought they were like in a gravel pit or something like that. Or
it's not cement. Grass. They've put down like some paper. Didn't it look like paper that was coming up? I think they didn't put the ground yet. Usually they're put on like, I think these days like on asphalt, but I think they're not asphalt, fake grass. But over there... No, that's a McDonald's playground. Over there, I think it's just the dirt.
I'm just like having images of children like sliding down the slide onto hot asphalt and hurting themselves.
Oh, really? I live next door to a playground. And let me tell you. Oh, really? Let me tell you about playground. I'm like, why am I wondering what a playground looks like? I literally walk past one every single morning on my little walks. And we have very big rocks here in Texas, very sharp. I don't know why they put the sharpest rocks in this playground.
But always.
These kids slide into sharp rocks. Like, how many bloody children are walking around this neighborhood because they put thick rocks in front of the slide? Like, we don't give a fuck. It's dirt and rocks. That's what you get.
I'm looking at pictures of playgrounds right now to see.
That's like, creepy. What... And if you die tonight and somebody looks through your Google history, you're going to regret that. When I come
empty back playgrounds, as a grim, childless playgrounds.
When I come back as a grim reaper to take you to hell, I'm going to be like, so you realized you were searching children on playgrounds today before you died, right? Was that a great decision?
That was a creepy version of this used to be my playground. Anyway, my Google
it's
image search,
creepy.
My Google image search of playgrounds showed that almost every single one of them had some sort of astroturf or gravel, and some even had a wood chip situation, which also feels dangerous under them, and not asphalt. But now when I think about my childhood, I'm like, I think I probably had some slides that just poured me out onto hot asphalt. That's how I am.
I feel like your childhood was too fancy. I feel like you slid off and you just like fell into a bowl, like a lightly dusted, you know, I don't know. Like, what's that? Not astroturf. But yeah, something like something cushy, like a cotton, you know, like you fell down. They're like, don't hurt the children. Like you would slide down, you'd like lightly bounce on whatever the floor was. Your mother would be there just to grab hold of you, bounce into her arms, and be like, Ben, I'm so proud of you, you gorgeous, smart little creature.
I wish. I was like around fanciness, but I myself and my family, we were not inherently fancy, sadly.
I've met you and your family, so I've never been to your house or anything, so I'm not judging you from there, but I'm telling you that mentally, psychologically, and looks-wise, you're pretty fancy. So,
well, I wish I could verify all that. I think fancy tendencies for sure, but like...
You have a Substack with fancy in the word.
I do.
Like you've dedicated your life
to the word. But it's called, like, fancy. But it's no big deal fancy. Well, it's well, but here's the
like
thing,
fancy,
though, Ronnie.
Yeah,
wouldn't a truly fancy person not have fancy in their Substack? Don't I just like blow up my spot right there?
No, because you're saying no. It's no big deal. I'm fancy. That's how I take it. Like, it's no big deal. It's just like everyday fancy that I do. I'm going to teach you guys how to do.
If I were truly fancy, I would not be doing a podcast.
Oh, wow.
I would be coasting off of an inheritance, doing things. In Fairfield County, Connecticut, you know, eating, I don't know, snails somewhere.
No, you'd still be doing it. You have too much talent to just be contained to a snail eater.
I wish I were a wasp. That's why I do the things I do, because I like aspire to be a wasp, but I'm not a wasp.
Well, guess who
I'm
else
just
is
a Jewish
a
kid. I'm just a Jewish kid from Westchester.
Aw.
Yeah.
So a hot one. Don't forget
that. Oh,
so Craig, Craig is also not a wasp. And Craig, well, maybe he is. I don't know, actually. So Sonia's like, Craig, what do? Craig, let's take a selfie. So the stuff is delivered. The slide people are there. And we see Messersmith.
Messersmith. So we've had like Barb Overturf, who is like her last name is all about like doing things on turf. She's the one who should have taken care of the surfacing of this playground, I'd like to add. We have Sue, who doesn't sue people when they steal from her store. And now we have Lee Messersmith, who is some sort of, he's a messy Smith of some sort.
Or he's got meth in his last name, so maybe he's just like a cokehead.
Could be. Well, he was very excited. I felt like he was being a little on for the camera, if you ask me.
Well, he's messy. He's got mess in his name too. He's like looking to be. He's like, I'm delivering this slide. Hey, sorry, we do not have a slide. I'm sorry, Sonia Morgan and Countess Delissa. Because you remember when Sonia and Luann were like, oh God, tell them our last names.
That's just, later in the episode.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
God, everything's blending together. Anyway, well, Lee Messersmith is on that and was like, I'm going down to I'm a messy Messersmith. I'm going to go meet Luann and Sonia. We have a slide now. We have a slide.
He probably had the most annoying campaign posters for a city council thing, like clean up the mess with Messersmith, or like I won't get dirty even though I'm a messer smith, you know, and it's all over the place.
Be a mess, get a messer addiction with meth.
I am related to Deborah Messing. She was originally a messer smith. She had to change it for Hollywood. That's all one big sign.
Yeah. So Sonia's like, so are you excited? And he's like, oh, absolutely. We've been waiting for this for almost 2 years. And Lou's like,
wow, this is totally snatched. Look at this playground. It's so snatched. It has screens, solar panels for AC. I mean, it really has it all.
Yeah. You think kids are going to be in there? No. There are going to be some methy messertons in there. That's yeah. what's going to be in there.
Meth heads will be in there.
It's less than a week. You're going to have a pile of shit in there with some empty fucking glass pipes. I'm telling you that.
Well, at least those meth heads will have a snatched playground to play in. Did I mention it's snatched? I just learned that word and used it incorrectly. So now Brian Connor from Swing Kingdom. Sorry, I was calling him Swing Kings. It's Swing Kingdom.
I used to be the queen there.
You ever see that movie Eating Raoul? It's based off of me. So he's there, and Sonia's like, you know, I love these colors, green and white. I mean, it's really wonderful. It really blends in with the lawn and everything that we paved over, and it's just really wonderful. And I know I wore special drawers for this. Yeah, I wanted to. And by drawers, I mean I wore nothing. I have no underwear on. So
she's like, we wore bras for this special Children's Day in the park. And Brian's like, okay, guys, I'm going to get this going, okay? Then he's like, where's he from? I love those shorts. It's called Costco, by the way. I need to go there. They have really good fashion. I've worn got a lot of Costco clothes, guys. So yeah. Brian Lee Messersmith, whoever, is... he plays a joke, and he locks them in to the playground house, which, by the way, this is not a good playground if you can lock children into the playhouse. What kind of sadistic fuck is this guy?
Listen, I fully expect to see this playground on the sequel to Mayor of Easttown, because this really feels like it's something like they found the body. It was in the playground. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Luann's like, wow. I mean, Sonia's like, wow, Luann's already locked in. Everyone's going to know she built this. Luann, the playground you get locked into when you misbehave.
So Craig is like, give the city a break for a day. Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, keep them in there. Give the city a break for a day. Makes more sense when I say it that way.
Triggered. So, fish got to swim. Birds got to fly. That was my first number in prison.
This sort of reminds me of prison, but at least prison was a big house.
Get playhouse. Me a penis.
Like, oh my God, get her out before she sings again.
They're going to throw another bologna sandwich in my face. I already feel it. Oh, get me out of here.
So Luann is driving in the truck, blasting Feeling Giovanni, which is hilarious, all through the town, and spraying Listerine in her mouth, which I'm like, wow, that's her ball spray. So guess she really know where she's that. Coming from.
Yep. And guys are digging holes, and a company is that's not Swing Kingdom is building a fence.
We're back at
Animal Control. Their company is actually called Fence Whores. So,
so they're doing fences, and a guy's like, "All right, here's what we heard. You guys want 3 runs in the bed?" And Sonny's like, "Oh my God, don't say that right after Luann's had Dairy Queen." She's literally had runs in her bed. Did we already go over that part?
Also, there's this random shot of Sonia watering plants with her iced coffee, which may have questionable results. Although, apparently coffee grounds are good for plants, apparently.
Yeah, I think that would be good for them, right?
I don't know if the coffee itself is good. I think it's sort of acidic. So so this guy, they're drilling holes to put the fences in everything. And Luann's like, this run cannot happen fast enough for me. So rather than take donations, we decided we would just pay for it ourselves, which means it'll take another 10 years because we're doing it in installments of $30 a day.
Yeah, it's like, all we need to do is a few cameos to pay for this. We'll be fine. So Sonia's like, this is Sonia Morgan. Okay, so now they're calling. Who are they calling? Fence people? Who are they calling?
I don't know who they're calling. I think was this a flashback? It's a flashback of them calling, deciding them to pay for it, I think.
Right. So they're sitting in bed and they're like, okay, we need to order a fence. So this is them calling the fence company. And Sonya's like, hello, this is Sonya and Luann. You don't know who we are. And Luann's like, tell them our last names. She's like, okay, this is Sonya Morgan and Luann de Lesseps.
God. Oh, you got to be smooth. You got to be chill about it.
It's just Craig. Hold, please. God damn, these fucking women won't leave me alone.
Well, Animal Shelter, the good news is we paid for your fences. The bad news is we only paid for a copy of Fences by August Wilson from Barnes & Noble. Here it is. Enjoy.
So now they are helping with the fence. And Luann's like, what is this drill? And the guy's like, it's called Little Beaver. She goes, excuse me? It's been a long time since I've heard that. Do you have one called Holland Tunnel Beaver? I'll fuck that one.
Oh, okay. Let me use this Little Beaver. Oh, my boots. Oh, I think I hit a rock. I hit a rock. Wow. I mean, it's not a gold mine. Put that in the follies, okay? It's not a gold mine. It's not a gold mine, okay? I'll pantomime an auger, and then I'll say it's not a gold mine. Okay, you got it in there? Great.
What just happened here? And the guy's like, I think you just hit a rock. And she's like, I only like rocks in my drinks. Ha-ha!
Put that in the follies, too. We'll start with the gold mine thing. Follow up with rocks in my drinks. We'll find a third.
And there's one guy there who just hates her. He, like, refuses to smile. So she keeps trying to tell more jokes. And he's like, I fucking hate you. It's like a husband at a crapping show. Luann's like, hey, Bobby. So Bobby comes out and she's like, we're going to do this Saturday, right? You ladies, that's when we're doing this. Is that still the plan, you ladies, on Saturday? I call it you Saturday night.
So hi, I'm sorry. I'm the famous person. I should be talking. So I did a little drilling and it was like exercise. You know, my whole body was shaking, if you know what I mean. It was sort of like I was having sex. And Bobby's like, uh-huh. She goes, well, you know, you got to get it where you can. She goes, yeah, I get mine from chasing dogs because I have a job chasing dogs. She goes, I get mine from chasing tail. In the follies, that was the third joke. Put that right in there. We're set. No more auditions.
What a weird conversation this was. Wow, I was just drilling something. It was like I was getting some. Bobby's like, yeah, I get some when I run the dogs. I was like, what? Bobby. Cut Bobby. Fire Bobby, okay? Fire the lady playing my mother in my biopic, okay? She's done. Bobby's done. Just creeped us all out.
Bring in Frances Fisher. So, Lee, so now we got...
Now that is good casting.
Redhead.
Redhead. And also just the pathos. I think Frances Fisher would really get the pathos there. So thanks, Ben. Good
casting. Yeah, you're welcome. It's a compliment. It's a high compliment. So, Lee, so now it's time for the ribbon cutting ceremony for the playground. So, Lee Messersmith is like, we've been wanting to make this playground for 2 years. So, now we're here at the ribbon cutting, and Luann, they're just in there. Luann's like, wow, a ribbon cutting, all for my new cabaret show. This was so kind of them.
So Sonya's like, oh, beautiful. Do you love it, everybody? Do you love it, town? And they love it. And they're hugging everybody. And then Sonya goes, Lee wanted a hammock. And it came with a hammock. And I love, we cut to a little chubby girl who's just already in the hammock. She's taking it over. Like, this is totally me at the park. Who puts a hammock in a park? Who's designing these? You put a lockable room and then you put a hammock. This is for children to play, okay? This is not for little Ronnies to just sit there and do nothing, right?
It definitely, yeah.
So like putting a beanbag chair in a 24-hour fitness. Like, who does that? That girl is never leaving, okay?
Well, anyway... I just want to say, now that we've assembled all the most important people of Benton, Illinois, first of all, it is an honor for me to be the most famous person you all have met. That is really so wonderful. And as I stand here with these oversized scissors, I just want to say this has really been a dream come true.
A dream come true, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the people of Benton, we worked so hard making a single phone call and getting a phone call back.
Oh, God, Lou.
And we have kids. We have kids of our own. Which makes us so proud.
to work on this project, I would just like to say, on my own, pretending he's beside me. Did I ever tell you you're my line? Did I ever tell you I'm my hero? I'm everything I wish I could be. All right, I want to thank Fred. I want to thank his wife, Wilma. I want to thank Craig. Craig, I still don't understand your eyebrows, but I love you, Craig. To the people of Benton, to Sue, please stop calling me for a credit card. I barely wore that wig. To Kristen,
to Bethany Frankel. I want to thank Bethany Frankel for stealing my haircut. That was a wonderful moment for me and my hair.
To Kristen at the diner, I'm back on dairy, so you can start putting cheese on my ham sandwiches.
Oh, I'd like to thank Akash at the motel who gave us a new mattress after Luann shed her Dairy Queen all over the one we were giving.
And most of all, I'd like to thank that nameless gay man who brought us here to have another TV show. It's been a fun time, and we've all enjoyed it, and we've really appreciated this season finale. What? There's 5 more episodes? Oh, I see.
Sonia's like, Jesus Christ, wrap it up. Read a room, bitch. And it just cuts to the little girl in the hammock, like,
can a bitch hammock in peace around here? So we welcome you to your new playground, and no one else gets to talk. I'm going to cut the ribbon right now.
And I'd like to name it the Feeling Giovanni Park.
Now, do remember that if you are to play on this playground, you must follow all rules of girl code. Girl code.
I got her those scissors. I'm the one who got her those scissors for free, by the way. Thank you, Giovanni. Thank you.
I mean, this is the best jungle gym money can buy. I mean, I'm just telling you. Look, they got a little swing like Luann wanted. They've got a hobby horse like I wanted. I mean, who doesn't love a hobby horse? Have you ever gotten fucked on a hobby horse? There's no better way.
Craig's like, this is the neighborhood I grew up in. So for me to bring something back to the neighborhood, it just touched me.
Wow, Craig. Touching yourself much? We were the one who got the park. Jesus Christ, Craig. Drop the eyebrow pencil. Get out of the camera's way, all right?
Craig, will you be reimbursing us for your third, apparently, that you are taking credit for this playground? Get out of here.
Hey, listen. Sue, we're giving Craig some credit on the playground, so he's going to pay my wig bill, all right?
So then the wind's like, ooh, a tire swing. I'm a lady of the people. I know how to use these. I'll just insert my derriere right in that giant hole, and oh no, oh God, I'm like Dorinda's emotional state. I'm stuck.
And she gets stuck. Her bony ass gets stuck in the swing, and that's where we leave the ladies of Welcome to Crappy Lake.
Yeah, fun times. Fun, hilarious times. They got the playground built. I was surprised. So I guess...
silly show.
Yeah, just more antics. And we'll see what they have to on their task list next week.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here. We love being here. Thanks for everybody on YouTube. Hi. Thanks for everyone on Patreon Demand. Hi. Hi. Comment what you think our live show should be called. Starting next week, the week after, maybe the week after. We literally don't know yet. Okay.
Yeah.
But follow us on at Watch What Crappens on Instagram. I'm at Ronnie Karam. Ben is at Ben Mandelker on Instagram. And we'll be announcing that shit soon. So join us, won't you? We sure love you guys.
Join us. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.